Hello, everybody, and welcome to Power of Attorney, a podcast. This is Oz from Ostradamus Toys. Also joining us is Bobby, aka Vintage Motu, and
Hello,
as well
everyone.
as Adam from the Battle Ram blog. How are we doing tonight, fellas?
Doing good.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good. How about you, Oz?
Oh man, I'm feeling great.
Yeah.
Absolutely feeling great. I love it when we get to meet up and, just talk Motu for a night,
It's definitely a good thing to do, especially now that we're after the holidays and stuff. You guys having a good New Year?
So far, so good. Got
Yeah.
some new equipment for doing the whole podcasting and live streaming stuff, so enjoying that. Had some great time with my son. He got a pretty awesome Masters of the Universe Christmas overall. He got his Castle Grayskull, his He-Man Battle Cat, as well as tonight's topic, he got his own Skeletor and, well, even Panthor.
Wow, awesome. That sounds fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
My son, he used to play He-Man with me. He doesn't anymore, so he got some video game stuff. But I did get my brother, what did I get him? Orko, Teela and Zor, Roboto, Zodak, Trapjaw from the Origins line. So he was pretty stoked about that.
That's awesome. That's great. I didn't get any Masters stuff for Halloween for the holidays, but that's okay. Can't have it every
Halloween's
year.
close enough.
Yeah, I get Motu all year round anyway, so no big deal. But yeah, that sounds great. So there was really nothing that came out since last time we talked besides Sumo for Mattel Creations, so we can just skip all the new stuff, I guess. And just go into our topic for tonight, which is going to be the Skeletor's variations from the Vintage line, the New Adventures line, and possibly the 2000X line, since there's many of those as well in that line. I don't know where you guys want to start off with, Adam. You're the expert on a lot of these variations. I'll let you take over.
I was thinking just chronological. Like, let's start with the OG, the 1982 Skeletor. So, I mean, to talk about that, I mean, there are a ton of, variations within that, but the first Skeletor, 1982, probably. Actually, I've been working on some timeline stuff. The earliest I've been able to trace him coming out was May of 1982. He could have been even a little earlier than that, but so I maybe just to start it off, just like with my experience. So he was one of the first figures I got, and I got the first release of Skeletor. So for those who aren't familiar, so the very first, Skeletors that were coming off of the Taiwan assembly lines, they're slightly different from, if you got yours a little later in 82, if you got yours in 83, you get a Skeletor whose his boots are kind of only painted in the front. They're unpainted in the back. He's got purple trunks instead of black. He does have a black belt, but the trunks are purple. He's got his head tends to be slightly. I find the first one, the head's a little bit bigger, and he's got this extra shot of color sort of on his cheeks. There, these orange, the shot of orange, which actually was an error. They didn't mean to have that little extra shot of orange. That was something wrong with the paint mask or something. So that's why you only see that in the first release and none of the others that followed. So that's what I have. That's what I still have. What did you guys get? What was your first kind of Skeletor of that
Yeah,
version?
I can't remember. I know I got him in 82 because I got him on that Christmas. I don't recall if he had the rosy cheeks, so to speak. I know the one I have now does have just a half painted boot. It's not the full painted boot. But as a kid, I can't remember if he was the actual first release or not. I really don't recall too much on him. I know I had him, but I don't remember the details. I don't remember his face exactly, if he was painted with the, like I said, with the rosy cheeks or not. So I really don't recall which one. I wish I had him still, because then I'd be able to know, but I don't. So, but yeah, that's, I know I never had the full painted boot. I remember having the half boot. So that's the version I had. I'm not sure what you had, Oz.
Well, I definitely had the half boot because, I got mine a couple years later. I'm a bit younger than you guys, so I wasn't around that first year when they had the waves come out. So when I got mine, definitely had the half boot, but I did have that original, kind of the rubbery plastic vest and everything like that. I did have one of those. However, I definitively remember ripping his head off at one point,
Oh man.
and I was real little and I didn't know how to take care of my toys. I was having fun with them and beat the crap out of them, and He-Man cut his head off, which I'm thinking back on now with how young I was, that's really rather disturbing.
No kidding.
You
I
know?
never pulled my heads off.
Man,
Maybe
yeah.
my sister's
Well,
Barbies, but that's, another story.
I definitely didn't do that for my next one.
But yeah, that Skeletor, talk about being shocked when you see him for the first time, how awesome that figure is. I grew up, loving Darth Vader and stuff as a villain, but man, when Skeletor came around, that was like something that just was just an awesome experience to have, seeing a toy that looks like that with this. Because I remember when I watched Clash of the Titans, and I remember Charon being, the boat driver, and seeing the skull face and the hood and everything. I was always appealed to that type of imagery. And then, here's a baddie toy, with a purple color. He was just awesome. I just loved him. Is that your favorite version of Skeletor, is the original?
I probably definitely for most of like I would say he's my favorite. I remember just studying every detail of him. I would like we would be in the family room watching TV. I just have Skeletor in my hand and just like looking over like the sculpt of the back of his hood and all the and he does have that sort of death's head, sort of the Grim Reaper Charon or Charon or whatever he is from Clash of the Titans, but he's so much more colorful too, and he's this buff barbarian guy, but he's got some inhuman features too, like he's got his the three-toed feet and kind of the features on his forearms. He's a very striking figure, and I think that's why he's just be, he's endured as a sort of a pop culture icon more than a lot of the other 80s villains that that came out around the same time.
He's definitely a lot of fun. So with the next one would be the Battle Armor Skeletor. What are your thoughts on that one?
So Battle Armor, I didn't have him growing up. I had Battle Armor He-Man. I love the action feature that I want a Battle Armor Skeletor. I think I got Battle Armor He-Man because I had lost, or that my original He-Man had been destroyed somehow. So that was like my mom bought me that, but I couldn't justify Battle Armor Skeletor because I still had my original, so didn't get him. The action feature I think is genius. That's something that Mattel had used before. They have these cars, I think the crack ups or something is what they're called. I know that they did a couple different lines of cars where
Yeah, I remember
you
those.
crash them and they have battle, not battle damage, but accident damage. Same kind of thing with the rotating drum with the three sides. A lot of fun. I remember playing with my friends. I had a buddy who had it. I probably the most successful Skeletor variant just in terms of, keeping with the cool factor. He looks like Skeletor, he's instantly recognizable, but he's got some, he's a little bit more heavily armored. He's got a really fun feature that's kind of has a lot of repeat play value. And I know like from he's is a little bit more mysterious because we know where original Skeletor designed by Mark Taylor. We have a whole kind of history behind him. Metal Armor Skeletor, I mean, kind of know where the action feature comes from. Visually, I'm not sure, who did that design. It just one of the things I'd like to learn.
Yeah, I remember seeing the commercial for the first time with Battle Armor Skeletor and He-Man, and I was like, I was in awe because, you know, the original toys didn't have that. Now you got something special happening, you know, and you're like, oh man, I could play where I can hit the sword, you know, against the chest and he's getting dense. I was like, that's an awesome idea. But I was never able to get them, but my friend across the street had them. And I always preferred to play with Battle Armor Skeletor, even though I liked the original Skeletor, you know, better. I loved his look, the whole chest piece and is just the armor. He just looks pretty wicked, I think. And I think it's usually when you get a variant figure, the second one doesn't come off as strong as the first one. But I think this one is a real good job at coming off looking strong and just as striking as the original figure, I think.
Yeah.
I just love the colors of the purple with the green on the bat. I mean, that's pretty cool stuff. And it was just a lot of fun to play with, I think, because you had that extra feature on it. You can use He-Man to punch him or whatever. And it's a lot of fun with that. Did you have any experiences with that, Oz, with the Battle Armor?
Oh, I definitely did, because my replacement to that original Skeletor was the Battle Armor.
Okay.
And for me, that was just like the pinnacle of Skeletor for me. You know, I loved that purple and black armor, like you said, with the bat design in the middle with the pink and green. I mean, that color combination and the blue.
Yeah.
Still, like, it holds me today. Like, if you look at things like my logo or, you know, design the logo for Toy Frenzy and stuff like that, it's that color palette, that pink, that green, that purple. And just, I loved that action feature too. Like, you know, now when I bashed my figures together, like, there was a representation of that damage that had happened. So I guess maybe I didn't feel the need to take off the second Skeletor's head with He-Man's axe or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, I loved, that was my definitive Skeletor, was Battle Armor Skeletor. Okay. And I loved him. That was my favorite.
Yeah, I know, like, with me and my friends, he was really popular. Both Battle Armors were real popular with my friends. We kind of played with them more than the originals. I think because it was more fresh at the time, you know, after the original ones came out, but we definitely played a lot more with the Battle Armors. It's probably because of the battle feature, I think. You know, you have more of that visual look, you know, and the actual play, instead of imagining, it was there for you to do. So I think that was a lot more fun to do than the originals. But there's nothing wrong with the originals, of course. But so the Battle Armor, he came with the sword and still the Havoc Staff, I believe, correct?
Right.
So, yeah. Yes. So, yeah. So he didn't have too many different, as in weapons, at that point in time. Just like because Battle Armor He-Man didn't come with the shield, right, I believe? Right. So, yeah.
Yeah, just, and his weapons were a slightly different color, but yeah. just the sword and the axe.
Yeah. Yeah, so, go ahead.
And one thing interesting sort of about, because the Battle Armor variants, they're so iconic, they look great. You see them also all over vintage box art, like especially kind of the William George pieces. But you don't see them in the vintage mini comics. Like they never appear in the vintage mini comics. You get regular He-Man, regular Skeletor, and you don't see any variants up until the 85 variants, like the Dragon Blaster and Thunder Punch, which I think is because it was a certain point after the DC comics. So you've got the, you know, the 1982 comics, Alfredo Alcala, Western Publishing, 1983, you've got DC Comics doing the mini comics. 84, I think they had, I don't know if it was in-house, but it was a different group, but there was very, like, marketing hadn't sort of, you know, pulled them aside and said, you have to do this and this and this necessarily. So they were kind of, you know, creating a lot of new characters. They weren't necessarily worried about tying in toys all the time. And I think they fixed that in 85. We're like, okay, now we always have to show the new variants of He-Man and Skeletor in these comics, but it's sort of a black hole of
Yeah, it's kind of weird because how popular they are. I mean, they probably couldn't tell that how popular they were going to be back in the day anyway, but those variants. But yeah, I wish I could have seen them at least in some kind of mini comic or in the Filmation or something. It would have been nice to have them in that outfit, you know, because it is that Skeletor outfit. I love it. I do. I love the battle armor version of him. I just think it's so cool how they. Like I said, it's weird. It's almost like a sequel. When you watch a movie and then you see a sequel, the sequel's not as good. I think that this Skeletor is just as good. You know, I just like the design. The next ones aren't as great. I mean, you know, Dragon Blasters. We'll get to that, but it's yeah. It's I don't think you can top the first two, in my opinion. I think those two are the best.
I would agree.
Yeah. So I think what would be next then? Dragon Blaster Skeletor, I believe, right?
Dragon Blaster Skeletor. Yeah,
Yeah.
so it's so 82, 80, 84. So we and the interesting too, we didn't get a Skeletor variant in 83. We got it in 84, and
Okay,
now 85.
yep.
That's our next one. So that's Dragon Blaster Skeletor.
Yeah.
So I do have a little bit of background in him. So the original idea behind you know, for those of you who don't know, he's basically his gimmick is he's got this armor that has he's got a dragon hanging out on his back. The dragon sprays water. He's got some neat chains on it too that kind of cuff to the armor to the dragon and to his wrist. The original idea though, the original feature was he was going to shoot talcum powder, which would re represent kind of a smoke. So
Yeah.
smoke chain Skeletor. They're gonna. It w apparently looked really visually cool, but the problem was it turns out it's highly flammable. Once you aerosolize a
Yeah.
powder, most of them will basically make a. If you've got any flame nearby, it'll just a big burst of
So
flame.
you're sitting there, you shoot it up, and your dad's sitting there smoking, and
Right.
you sit there and burn up your whole your
Right.
couch, you know? Oh,
Exactly.
man. That'd be something. That'd be a disaster.
Yeah. So, I mean, so water squirting, that's an easy thing to make. They'd
Yeah.
already done that the year before with Cobra Khan. So it's the feature itself. I don't know. I feel I like the design. It's kind of neat. The dragon is cool. The colors are, I mean, red and they're kind of screech colors. You've got
Yeah.
the red, purple. But it doesn't quite hit as hard, I think, as just visually as Battle Armor Skeletor. The feature is just okay. I mean, the squirting. There's a lot of squirting toys out there,
Yep.
so it's not quite as unique. What did you think?
I had fun with Dragon Blast. Like I said, my friend had him across the street. We play with him. I don't think we didn't play with him as much as we did with the other two. But I do remember squirting my friend's brother because he was a crazy. He was a crazy kid. And he'd go light fires and things like that, you know. So we had to spray him. Yeah, it was a lot of fun with him. But I do like the imagery of Dragon Blaster Skeletor, and the main reason why I like it is because I do like the armor and the colors. It's not as dark as the other two Skeletors. He's a little bit more brighter. I like the chains and all that stuff. I think that's a cool idea. And, you know, of course, the dragon on the back is really neat, plus the play feature as well. But playing with him, not so much. If I set him up on the table and stare at him, I like him a lot. I think he looks good with all the other Masters figures. I just, because I put all my Skeletors together, and I think he looks really good, and I like him visually. His face is still kind of the same.
Yeah, he does have that hard head though, so it's
Yeah,
like
it's harder.
instead of the hollow roto,
Yeah.
you know, cast head, it's awesome. So that it does look a little different, I find too, because of that.
Yeah. And I think his feet are different as well and stuff. So is that's the one with it's got like it sticks out a little bit in the back too, right?
Yeah, so they're bigger and thicker in the front. They stick out in the back, and I
Yeah.
think that's supposed to, you know, support the weight of
The
the dragon a little
balance.
bit
Yeah.
better.
Yeah, because it'd be too back heavy if you had the regular feet. What about you, Oz? What are you thinking about Dragon Blaster?
That was my most wanted
Okay.
version of Skeletor from the vintage, because I'm a fan of critters. spout that everywhere all the time. I love critters and those little extras in toys. I think they're fun. It helps build the world out a little bit more. So to me, and I love reptiles, and this dragon on the back was like, man, Skeletor gets a pet dinosaur? You know, like, this is awesome. I want this figure. Never could find it. Like, I personally never saw it on a shelf when I went in the store. A buddy of mine had one, and that's where I got to play with it. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. I gotta say, though, Adam, like, your story and talking about the original feature with the talcum powder, like, I would have been that bad kid that would have found a way to try and do that. Like, I want to watch this dragon spit fire. You know? Wow. So maybe it's a good thing I didn't have that, because, you know, I would have found some way to get my dragon to spit fire and probably would have melted some toys, including that Skeletor. Likely. So
yeah, I'm just visualizing, even if it wasn't flammable, like the powder that they used or whatever, I'm visualizing how that figure would look and how cool that would be. I think that would be pretty neat to play with that. You know, can you imagine, like, you come out from, like, behind a rock or something, you all the smoke, and you, like, make an entrance, you know, like your Elvis or something. You know, that'd be awesome. That'd be a lot of fun. Not too bad that didn't work out for that, because I think that would have been pretty neat. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that would have been something interesting to see, something very different, you know. But I mean, I guess there's a reason we never did see a toy like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then, you know, your parents would have to go out and get the powder for you, and all, and you'd probably run out of powder and you never have it. Like, water is always available.
Sure, it'd make a mess too, right? Like, all this talcum powder everywhere.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you would have to play with that outside. Yeah, you couldn't play with it inside.
And then you pair him up with Sauron, right? You'd like, and that's where you get your explosion.
Yeah.
There's my dragon's fire. Have the little combo toy going on.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. So, again, I find it kind of funny that they were like, all right, well, if you do this, it's going to be highly flammable and everything else. Meanwhile, they were like, you know, just a couple years later, like you mentioned with Sauron, like, yeah, here's a character that's going to go ahead and spray sparks out of his mouth. So go start some fires and some leaves, kids, or, you know, even thunder. Well, that's for another episode. We'll talk about that alternate then. Yeah. No use discussing that one now.
Yeah, well, they had the spark stuff in other toys as well at that time. You know, I remember kids playing with guns and you could see the squirting out of the sides of the guns and things like that. That was always fun. I mean, that's what we had back then. It was a lot of fun. Now everything is more safety wise. They didn't care. I guess they didn't care too much about us.
Shoot your eye out, kid.
Yeah, right. You'll burn your fingers.
At least we didn't grow up in the 50s where they actually had radioactive toys.
Yeah. So.
That's a good point. Yeah, they really kind of nipped that in the bud back then. Yeah. May still get some occasional lead paint toys, but as far as radioactive, no way.
No. Yeah, that would be a disaster. Yeah, so the next variant I'm not too into as much as I was with the other three. I never had them as a kid. None of my friends, I don't think, ever had them either. It's the TerraClaw Skeletor.
Yep.
He's got the big claws. He's got the dead dragon on his back, I guess you can say, the bone weapon. Some people call it the sports bra Skeletor or the bikini Skeletor or whatever.
Muscle top.
So I don't really. I like him. He's got that different face. I think he's got more like that M. You know, design on his face instead of like the regular, he's got paint, a different paint to it. His head's real hard. The one I have is real hard.
Yep.
He's got kind of like the same feet as Dragon Blaster, I believe. He's a little goofy though, in a way. I'm conflicted on him a lot. I like him, but then I don't. It's just, I think the claws are cool, but they're kind of outrageous at the same time. They're a little big. I don't know. What do you guys think with that one?
Yeah, he's probably my least favorite of the 80s Skeletors. I don't know. Not like I dislike him, but he does sort of the giantness of the claws. The mm-hmm. action feature is actually pretty fun, just having yeah. him do this. But the claws are just so oversized, and the like you mentioned the face paint. I think it's especially any Skeletors coming out of Hong Kong. I think they had that. The very yeah. unsubtle sort of line of looks like an M yeah. the way they did the green and yellow face paint. Actually, he did have unique feet. They were a little bit more. He had like a more pronounced, like big middle toe. Unique arms to fit sort of those claws. I can see kind of what they're going for. Like, oh, let's give him deluxe back metal armor.
Right.
The sports bra thing is a little bit weird. Some of the design of his armor actually it may have been influenced by an early take at Manny Faces. There's you sometimes see that in Mattel, like there'll be some earlier concept that wasn't used and they'll sort of get half resurrected in another figure. There were like five or six different Manny Faces concepts, and one of them had armor that was kind of similar, just colored differently. So there's a lot going on, the dragon thing, the dragon, the snappy, sort of dragon armor. It's interesting, but it's visually, I think it just falls a little flatter than the rest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. Like I said, he's just kind of like all over. It's almost like he's a non-designed, like they just threw it together and say, hey, let's put this. I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but I just think it's kind of goofy. As what do you think, since he's a later figure and you're younger, I don't know if you were into him more at that time.
Not necessarily. I didn't care for that one as much because he was a little more, like his armor was more of a pink than like a purple. And I like that dark purple aesthetically wise.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people give it, some crap because of the fact that it had more of that, again, that muscle top kind of look or that bikini type look. But you got to remember, this was designed, or these characters, these people were designed off of bodybuilders from mid to early 80s at that time. True. That's where they were influenced. And like, show me a bodybuilder that was out on Venice Beach that wasn't wearing something that looked like that.
I don't know. I've never been to Venice Beach, so I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Well, I've seen documentaries and stuff like that of, like Arnold and stuff back in the day.
No, I get what you're saying.
Stuff like that.
Wrestlers
like that
too.
Style. Yeah. Right. And I was big into wrestling. So you saw that a lot. It wasn't really that weird for the time.
Yeah, I guess so. More flamboyant. Randy Savage and stuff. I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Even that pink coloration, again, it was not odd for a masculine type figure to have like that kind of hot pink look. It only looks weird to us now, looking back on it.
Yeah, and that's why I said, because I never had him when I was a kid, so I didn't really think about him too much until I got him later on when I was an adult. And it's just like, I didn't really think about, at that point in time, and, the pink and everything was in all over the place and stuff, So it was, I'm not saying pink is bad for him. It just doesn't fit Skeletor to me. It's just odd. Yeah.
Again, it works like an accent color, like the pink on the bat and everything with the green. It worked like that very well in light tones to kind of brighten up some of that darkness of the black and a purple. It was great. But, or at least, again, to me, aesthetically pleasing, the look of it. But the action feature, I don't know. We just had a spinning drum that showed battle damage. We had a squirting dragon, and now we've got flailing arms.
Pretty much.
And the claws and even the dragon attachment for it was very clunky and clumsy. They had that squat stature, so like if you had the claws on, he never really kind of stood right, or he always had to like lean on them,
right?
Because they were bigger than he was at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, to me, that figure felt more flat than the others of the vintage Skeletors. And, it was kind of a shame because, I actually, I like it a little bit more now. Like, the look of the claws and everything like that. Also, I couldn't read, the mini comics that much. So, I didn't know, until later, those were made by Spike Ore, who was apparently like Snake Mountain's version of Man at Arms and all like that. That's something I've grown to love about the lore of it later.
And but they put that skull right in the middle and make him look scary, I guess. It just doesn't work, you know.
Is that the first time he gets a skull on his outfit? No, he gets in that, and I think there's the little one in battle armor.
There
yeah,
is.
There's a yeah,
yeah,
just like
that
a little,
center
but it's
one
very
there.
subtle. Yeah, it's not pronounced like it is on the Terra Claws. I mean, the Terra Claws is like he's wearing a skull on him.
Which that
Well, it's
becomes a
also a
theme.
different color.
Yeah, it's like a, what is it, white?
Yeah, it's white. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a whitish color, whereas the one on battle armor was just black,
Yeah, it was just it
and
was
it was
part of the
already on
armor.
the black straps, so you just didn't notice it as much. But
Right.
yeah, definitely was. It was the first time you noticed another skull aside from his face.
Yep. I would say so. Yeah. So those are the originals. Besides, we'll get into Laser Light in a second, but so like I said, pretty much in order, I think the way they what came out is the way I like them. Is that how you guys feel then, too?
Pretty much.
Well, like I said, with me, the exception being the battle armor, I preferred that. That was my main go-to. Not saying that it really made me like the original one less, because I know that was definitely my most, like, aside from the Dragon Blaster one, that was my second most sought-after one, was that original one, because I wanted to have that just original Skeletor again, you know? But yeah, I mean, overall, pretty much, yeah, it was definitely a progression of. These two in the beginning were great. These two, not so much.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Like I said, that battle armor though, I mean, he's really, really, really cool. I just love the design of that. It's awesome. But now we get into this laser light. That's right, laser light Skeletor, right?
Laser
Yeah,
light
I get that
Skeletor.
mixed up with the He-Man, the laser power. Laser light Skeletor came out in Spain and Italy only, I believe. I never knew about it until like later on. Adam, you've done some more research on him as well, so
So
enlighten us.
I talked to the guy who designed him. So David Wolfram was the designer.
Yeah.
So it was there's a lot of sort of moving parts. Like, so David Wolfram, he was he did a lot of designs that were sort of Giger influenced, like where you've got these, you know, flesh integrated with mechanical parts. He'd done a couple of takes of Skeletor, you know, with sort of these, you know, wires and mechanical pieces embedded into his body. But it sort of it so it only comes out in Europe because at the you know, basically at the time, He-Man was dead in 87, but the European market was still going because they were a year behind the US anyway. They didn't start getting going for, I think, for the most part until 83. So everything was a year behind. It was something that they could put out for the European market specifically, but a lot of so sort of the designs that he was doing, they had different ideas for. Like there, at one point, there was a talk of a live action He-Man TV show. Like this, the next thing we're going to do is like a live action show. So if they had done that, the design for that Skeletor probably would have looked similar to Laser Light Skeletor. It kind of probably would have been like a Captain Power type of show, where you get live action, probably some rudimentary computer graphic type stuff. There was a feature where they had these power crystals that probably could have been activated with, you know, the toys. But because they dropped that was something that they could take some of those concepts, create it for the European market. And we'll get into New Adventures too, but that's kind of the genesis of the New Adventures look, is this laser light Skeletor. But some of the details on it, he does have a very squat pose. Like he's almost all He-Man figures, they've got the excuse me, they've got their they've got bent knees, but he's got really bent knees. The reason for that is because of that heavy battery pack in his back. That was the way they could get him so that he wasn't going to fall over. So I he he's to me he's I almost think of him as just a totally different Skeletor. I don't group him with the first four so much. He's just so visually different. I love the look of him. I love the mix of, you know, the pale blue skin with the copper, you know, metallic boots and armor that he's wearing. I think the integration of all the mechanical stuff into his design is really neat. The fact that he glows, that, you know, the eyes light up. I think that's a great action feature. Probably one of the cooler Skeletor features is just even you know, without the fist, just having those eyes light up, because that kind of, you know, is what you see a lot in some of the medias. His eyes glow. The original toy had little red dots, you know, in the eyes, so you get that represented. And just there's a lot to look at if you get, you know, the original, or if you get one of the, you know, some there are some customizers who make copies of it, or if you get, you know, the later Motu Classics versions. There's just a lot going on and a lot of sculpting in there to appreciate. So I'm a fan of it. But I just, to me, he's almost a new character.
Yeah. Do you own one?
I've got, what I've got is a kit from Barbarossa, which I still need to put together.
Okay.
It's basically, I bought it. It's unassembled. I have to put it together and paint it myself.
Oh, I gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah, because I don't really have an opinion on him, because I never owned him. I don't have him. I've only seen photos of him and stuff. So I really can't get into him too much. He doesn't mean anything to me because, like I said, he was only available in Europe. So to me, I don't pursue him. I don't really care if I have them or not. It's plus he's so expensive too. So yeah. If I keep my mind thinking that way, that's always a good thing. But I just don't. He's cool and everything. I can see that, like you were saying, he's kind of like in between, from going from the original to New Adventures. He's got more of the New Adventures look compared to the vintage, but he's modeled in the vintage with style. So.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have any idea or opinions on him, Oz, because that's all I have about him.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was the same thing. This is a figure I had no idea about until much later. You know, because he wasn't around here. So if he wasn't in the U.S., I didn't know anything about him. But, you know, it's one of those ones where I looked at it later, and as soon as I saw it, it made me think of that first version of New Adventures.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, now that doesn't look like such a bizarre shift anymore. Like, you know, my first look at New Adventures and thinking Skeletor, I'm thinking, like, again, like battle armor or like the original. So having missed this figure and not seeing that kind of in between, it's just very, very jarring. I appreciate what it is, because like Adam said, there's a lot of neat sculpted detail in there. I really enjoy like biomechanical design. Like H.R. Giger is one of my most favorite artists of all time. So I did really, really dig how he looked later. I thought it was pretty cool looking, and he was still that beefier kind of, you know, anti-He-Man kind of look. You know, he's like just this big, strong, powerful, but he's also like this wizard. But now he had this technology like fused with him, and I was kind of like, well, that's a little weird though, because where did he get that? Like, how did that happen to Skeletor, who was always more about the magic than the science aspect of things?
Right. It's true.
So I always had questions, and again, even to this day, it's like I still haven't looked into him as much as I'd like. I will say, though, I have seen those kits by Barbarossa Customs. I watched Toy Polloi went and fixed a vintage one. And when he was doing that, he got sent the full kit to make one, as well as replacement parts for the original. And I was able to see a lot more detail in his videos than I'd ever actually seen from just, you know, as good as you can get focused images online kind of thing. Because, again, this is another one that I've never actually seen in person or had in hand. But I do appreciate what it is. And, again, having seen it, it made me appreciate the design of New Adventures just a little bit more, too.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I'd never seen New Adventures when it came out. So, but like you've seen that. If you would have seen, like you were talking about, seeing the design from that Skeletor into the new one, it probably wouldn't be as like, what the heck's going on here, type of thing, you know.
Exactly.
But
Yeah, if
I
I
do
had
like
seen that.
the features of that laser light, you know. It's cool. I like the eyes, you know, the glowing eyes and all that. But I just don't have any nostalgia, no nothing, no attachment to that character or that figure at all.
Yeah.
It's a shame I don't, but at the same time, it wasn't something I had, so I didn't care, or something I wanted or knew about, so I didn't care too much about him.
Couple of other things about him. So he's the first Skeletor where we've got you can take off his hood, right? And his take on it is a little different too, because it looks like his face is a skull, but the way it's designed, it looks like he's still got flesh on maybe the back of his head. But he's also got some mechanical stuff. Also, the first one with like the cloth elements, cloth cape. So a lot going on in the figure. I can see why it's not everybody's cup of tea for sure, but I dig it.
Yeah, no, he does have a lot. I think he's probably more thought out design than the last couple compared, you know, if you think about it that way. How much is he going for? Has anybody looked that up late recently?
Yeah, I
Like
think he's like the.
$2,700 or something like that?
Oh no! I think you can, at least as far as I know, you can still get them for around like a complete one for like 800,
Oh, is it
900.
that less? Okay.
Yeah, which is a lot still, but.
Yeah, it is a lot, but I thought it would be a lot more. So it's more rare of a figure, and he's probably the most sought after one, I believe, for the vintage.
Yeah, not as expensive as the giants, which are also
Yeah,
European,
right. Yeah.
but. Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess we could segue into the New Adventures, the original version of Skeletor. I know, Adam, you really like this one.
Oh yeah.
Since it's kind of like the, in a way, a different version of the laser light, I think, visually, you know, not the gimmick, but with the same kind of chess piece and stuff. I know you've interviewed Wolfram and stuff. If you want to discuss that.
So very similar to Laser Light, but you might not immediately get that connection just because his build is so different.
Yes.
He's much thinner, smaller figure overall. Some of the colors are a little different. Instead of like the copper armor everywhere, he's got like a red chest piece and kind of like a purpley or dark blue purple gloves and boots. But if you were to take a New Adventures Skeletor and repaint him with a bunch of copper and black and thing, you would see a very similar kind of look. Like you said, no action feature. The coloring of the face is a little different. The shape is still similar. It's got kind of ghoulish looking. It's not a standard like human skull. It's a little ghoulish looking. He still
Okay,
has
he
the
definitely
mechanical.
doesn't look like the cartoon at all.
No, the cartoon was very different too. But instead of the hood, he's got a helmet, so a removable helmet. He does have a cloth cape. He's got a new staff instead of the laser version was pretty closely based on the original Havoc staff, just a little bit slightly updated and made translucent. This one is completely redesigned. It's got on the back, it almost looks like there's some kind of creature attached to it, like some kind of shell, like something with a shell, some kind of mollusky looking thing. But it's got the human skull in the front, so it's pretty cool looking redesign. And you were, Oz, you were saying like, so why does this wizardy looking guy, why does he have all this tech? And you get that backstory. I don't know if you get it in the cartoon, but you do get it in the mini comics that came with some of the early New Adventures.
Yeah, you got that a little bit more with the comics, like you said, but I never actually ended up getting the comics because, again, my friend had that version of Skeletor, the one that, again, looked more laser light. And I actually preferred that look. I thought it was kind of cool. And part of that was because it looked more like the one in the cartoon. Now, mind you, I hated that look in the cartoon, but there were other reasons for that. And that's, again, talk for another time. But like looking back on it now, I actually really kind of like that look for that character. And again, like you can take the hood off of Laserlight. With this, you know, the helmet came off and you got to see that back of Skeletor's head. Like you said, it's very, very ghoulish looking. Like it almost looks like the flesh is fused to the skull a little bit more. Made sense that, you know, he wasn't just this floating skull now, because you could see more of this. And this was my first exposure to that, because again, we didn't have Laserlight. I knew nothing of what was under that hood until this figure. But the designs for the new adventures to me were just, again, at that time, so bizarre, because they were so much more leaner, like that more athletic muscular build, like a swimmer's build, versus the bodybuilder style that I was used to. And it didn't appeal to me as much because it just wasn't my He-Man, is how I felt about it at the time. I thought it was neat the way he could hold the staff versus, you know, how like we're used to him holding it like one-handed over here and that's it. It was kind of neat that it was a little more posed, because then you could get like better looking fight kind of scenes with the staff versus the power sword, you know, on He-Man opposite him. I did enjoy that. I thought that was pretty cool. I liked that.
And
But really, like by that time, I was just getting away from Masters of the Universe, getting away from He-Man, because it wasn't my He-Man.
I think I saw them in the stores too, and like as a kid, my reaction was, "Oh, this isn't He-Man at all. I'm rejecting this." Even though I was too old for it anyway, or at least I thought I was. But just as an adult, just rediscovering them, I think they're at least, especially the villains of that line. And for me, especially the Skeletors. I love all the Skeletors of that line. And he does have the action feature where you twist his waist and he kind of, you know, the staff kind of goes like this, where like so he can fight He-Man like that, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, I recently got him. I like him. He's cool. I mean, it fits with the new adventures, of course. It's okay. I mean, I do like his face. He's got that stuff on his back as well, you know, the mechanics and all that. So he's kind of he's neat, but like you said, he's in that more swimmer's build thing. I don't know if that's if they consciously did that because, you know, like the steroid stuff they had back at that point in time, you know, where the wrestlers couldn't do it, you know, maybe we need to get that body image down a little bit. Who knows? I don't know if you guys know if that's part of it at all or
I
anything.
talked to somebody. They said that part they wanted them smaller because there was they wanted to fit some of foreign markets where, and I have no idea. I've told other people this, and they, you know, people from Europe, basically the European market, people have smaller homes. There's less space for a bunch of toys everywhere. So let's make them smaller. That'll make the vehicles smaller. That'll make, you know, the playsets smaller. So that was kind of the idea behind it. So I don't, I have no idea, you know, I don't know if that was really valid or where they got the information, but that was the.
Right. I just kind of laughed at that they can make the vehicle smaller aspect of it, because I think of some of the vehicles that came out for New Adventures and I'm like, yeah, okay, smaller, right?
No.
Modular Eternia starship base, like, yeah, smaller, we'll go with that, sure.
But they outsourced their action features. There was some Japanese toy company that did all of the features for them, and it was a lot more intricate because they were smaller bodies, just to get all the whatever the gears are in there to work.
Yeah, because the next is what, Discs of Doom Skeletor, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't own that figure. I don't have any attachment to it. The only thing I know is he looks kind of like he does in the cartoon with the armor and all that stuff. His face has got the Skeletor face, which is the green and yellow, I believe. I'm sure Adam's got more information about him than I would, because I don't really know too much about that action figure as well.
Yeah. So another David Wolfram creation. He started out, so he's really unusual in that he's got this helmet that with these, you know, this sort of these flaps that cover his face if you want them to cover his face. So and you only see his eyes through slits. He's got a lot going on. He's got this light, I think it's light emitting plastic. It's
Light
kind
tubing.
of light tubing, yeah. So it's kind of like the Inhumanoids line where you'd get the figure with some plastic in the back of its head, clear plastic that would go all the way to whatever, you know, if fangs or eyes or whatever. So with Skeletor, it goes to the eyes. So again, you kind of get a glowing eyes effect there. His other feature is kind of a twist waist thing, but he's got a latch, so you twist his waist to the side. He's holding this kind of launcher. You put a disc on the launcher. He's stopped, kind of halfway twisted. You release the latch, and then he, you know, he basically gets a good swing and launches a disc. That's kind of the feature. He's very kind of heavy and industrial looking. He's got these tall, heavy mechanical boots. He's got a skull mechanical armor design. It's where you start seeing a heavy skull theme on his armor. He's, you know, most of him is either bronze or silver or copper. A lot of metallics in the design. The original idea, the way where he came out from, it was a space pirate idea. It wasn't actually Skeletor, but they instead of doing the space pirate, they said, okay, this is a Skeletor variant. And then you open the mask thing and you know, reveal that it's Skeletor underneath. Really strange, interesting kind of idea for a figure.
Yeah, because he's pretty dominant in the cartoon, that version. He's in there most of the time, I think, after what, the sixth episode through the end. So you're looking at, you know, 40 to 50 episodes with him just being that.
Yeah, they do get to the other variant of Skeletor towards the end, but it's mostly this Discs of Doom design.
You got any attachment to that figure or that version of Skeletor
I had that version of
Eyes?
Skeletor.
Did you?
Yeah. And I remember when I first got it because, again, New Adventures had come out and I knew it was He-Man. So, like, I wanted it. And I asked, you know, my parents, I want some of them new He-Man toys kind of thing. I hadn't really seen them in the store at the time. I'd seen the commercials. And so, like, I think it was like by Christmas or whatever is when I ended up getting him. And when I got him, I was like, well, this isn't Skeletor from the cartoon. This isn't the one that Eric has that I was playing with because I had played with that one. I was like, where's the staff? He doesn't have a staff. You know, he doesn't have a half of a sword kind of thing because that hadn't really sunk through yet either because I was still trying to figure out what this new He-Man was. And he came with these little discs and he could throw the discs. And I was like, all right, so he's throwing, you know, saw blades. I guess that's kind of cool. But I loved the light tubing and that mask that he had, that helmet. I thought that was really neat. And the few episodes of the cartoon I'd seen, though, he didn't look like that. And I was like, well, this is kind of awkward. And, you know, didn't see until later that they had changed the look over in the cartoon to match the variant, which I thought was neat because that was something we never saw with Filmation. They always looked the same.
That's true.
So it was rather interesting overall getting this version of Skeletor and him being so different from what I was used to. But I had fun with it though. You know, I lost like I think he came with like three discs and I ended up like losing two of them like that first day and he only had one after that.
That's pretty
And if I
typical.
remember, I mean that's how it goes with those little launching things. You know, pop the missiles in the vehicle, shoot the missiles out. Oh crap, now I've only got one missile left. You know, that's just how it goes.
Gotta go buy another one.
Yep. Mom, Dad. If I remember correctly, the discs they could stack, or maybe I'm getting that confused with the Predator that had the same gimmick from Kenner later.
You know, I've never tried to stack them. I've got one. I'll try to do that, see if it stacks. I don't know.
Yeah. I thought like you could stack them on top of one another, and well, you
Keep
know what?
up.
Maybe you couldn't, and that's what I tried to do, and that's how I ended up losing two of them,
Oh,
right?
maybe.
So, you know.
He did have a clip on his wrist. You could store one there,
Yeah.
Yeah.
and a hole on his back. You could store another one there.
Yeah. I did like that skull chest piece design. I remember thinking that was like really cool looking. That more armored look, like, you know, He-Man's primary weapon is a sword. And like it just seemed really stupid that most of the villains that went up against him had like no real good armor to defend against a sword. I mean, again, battle armor, Skeletor was a lot more equipped, but if He-Man went after the legs, you know, he was gonna lose one.
Yeah, right.
So like to me, this one was like a more suited up, I can take on this man of muscle and with this sword and everything else. I thought it was neat, but I still thought it was very, very strange and odd he didn't have his staff anymore. But again, it was this more biomechanical thing. So, like, I guess at that point it started to process that maybe he doesn't need the magic anymore because now he's becoming like more Darth Vader-esque. And you know, that's actually one of the comparisons I remember kind of having is that Skeletor seemed to be becoming more like Darth Vader at that point. And I was okay with that. And I mean, even at that time, that switchover, He-Man's sword was like, you know, the green energy look in the toys. So it was like kind of like Luke's lightsaber from Return of the Jedi. So like it was translating in my head as more of a Star Wars theme, which is kind of what they were doing.
Yeah, they were
I
doing the
mean,
spacing.
even the story behind like why he has the biomechanical stuff, he gets grievously injured by, you know, he catches Adam transforming into He-Man and the power basically burns him up and he has to, you know, repair himself that way, which, you know, kind of the Darth Vader story a little bit.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah, I don't have any attachment to that character or that figure. I don't know what, I forgot the name of the next one. I know there was three of them for the new adventures. What's the third one? And I it slipped my mind.
It's Battle Blade,
Battleblade. Yeah,
Skeletor.
it's almost like Disc of Doom Battle. You know, it's the same, almost the same. That one's a little goofy looking, if I want to be honest. I think you could see kind of like his brain, if I'm wrong. Am I wrong on that?
It looks it kind of looks, I don't think it's supposed to read as his brain, but
Yeah.
it's he's basically he's got no helmet
Right.
or hood or anything on top. He's got like this red headband kind of thing, but he's also got these flesh tone mechanical, you know,
Okay.
circuitry on his head. So if you're not looking very closely, it does kind of look like an exposed brain on the
Yeah,
top of his
I've
head.
only seen photos of him, so I don't know. Yeah. He's got hair, doesn't he, in the back?
He does. He has
The
rooted hair, which is another first for Skeletor. But it's only in the back, so it's like, you know, it'd be like, you know, if I tried to grow hair as a bald guy, you know, and I want to, just, it's not a good look.
Yeah, right. Like a ponytail or something.
Yeah,
There's a
exactly.
reason I wear these hats.
Right. Yep. So he's his again, David Wolfram design. Again, he's got a major skull theme. Like his
Yeah.
whole chest armor is a skull design. Glow in the dark, though. Instead, it's not quite like it doesn't look like, you know, a ton, you know, tons of, you know, heavy industrial metal. It's more of a, you know, white skull design that glows in the dark. He's supposedly the story, because I had the card back and it said basically his design here was to participate in some kind of version of the Olympics against He-Man, you know, some kind
Really?
of space Olympics or something.
That's odd.
It's a really weird backstory. I don't know if that was why, you know, some of the way that he looks, or if that's why he's got a headband, but he again, he's got, it's not a disc, but it's something, you know, it's kind of like a four-bladed axe weapon that he holds, and again, he can toss it with like a spring fixture. It's just his arm, though, not
Yeah.
his waist, that springs back. He's got like a shield as well, with kind of an interesting skull design again. You know, same as the other Skeletors, he's full of circuits and wires and everything. He's a little goofier. His face, of all the new adventures, Skeletor, so his face, if you just ignore the rest of the head, the face looks the most like laser light Skeletor to me. Yeah, the only thing, I like him, even though he's a little goofy. I don't like the hair, though. I think the hair was a step too far.
Yeah, it's good. Well, in the cartoon, he has that hair that sticks out the back. Yeah. And it's weird looking. It doesn't look like the action figure. It's a little shorter and less.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not like the big, thick ponytail in the back. But, yeah, it's that's something. It's goofy. I don't know. I don't like that one. I just don't like them. Did you get that one, Oz, when you were younger? Because since you had the other one, I'm not sure if you got that one or saw it or had it.
I'm going to be completely honest. This is my first time actually looking at them. I pulled them up here while we were talking. I've never seen this one before.
Okay.
I always thought Battle Blade, Disc of Doom were the same one. Okay. And I'm looking at this thing now. This thing is freaking hideous. Oh my God.
It is goofy.
I mean, again, he's got essentially the same armor as the Discs of Doom. Yes.
Yep.
And it's like he decided to leave his Darth Vader helmet at home.
Right.
Which, like I said, I thought that was a cool part of the one previous with the Discs of Doom. I've actually thought that was pretty neat that he had that helmet and the light tubing for the eyes that made his eyes light up. And I get to this Battle Blade freak show, and I'm like, oh my God. But again, that's kind of one of the things about Skeletor is he is that freak show, you know? He's this skull. So, I mean, that's cool, but no, I don't like the design. I don't like... Out of all the versions of the new adventures, this one I definitely like the least.
Yep.
I'm not agreeing with this seeing. I thought it was neat with the first one that you could see the head, but you always had the helmet to cover it up.
Yeah.
The fact that there is nothing to cover this. His head looks huge.
Yeah.
And the hair. That, no.
I don't know. I don't get that. Well, Adam said it was, you know, they were doing the Olympics thing or whatever. It's odd to me if that's.
I don't think you need to have hair to get in the Olympics.
No. I mean, not just because of the Olympics, but I mean, just the whole appearance is so goofy. Awkward. It's so degraded compared to how Skeletor was. Yeah. It's almost laughable.
Well, I know the hair. It was supposed to be like scraggly hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You could like do yourself.
Crypt keeper
Crypt keeper kind of thing, which they couldn't. I talked to the designer. He said basically they could only do pretty because they had the Barbie folks, you know, who could do the pretty hair. That's what they could do. You could make it scraggly. I've seen some with it pulled out. I think you can just pull it out if you don't like it.
Well, I'm sure.
Right.
But then it's not complete, and then you're really not sure. You know what I mean? You can't. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't pull it out just because I don't like it.
Yeah. He is more bulky than the other two Skeletors.
He is.
Yeah.
He's and definitely.
So is the corresponding He-Man that goes with him. The last two variants were just bulked up more like the vintage guys.
Right. Yeah. I'm actually looking at that now too myself, seeing that. I gotta say, I dig the accessories he comes with. I kind of like that, like almost like tortured soul looking shield that he has. That's kind of neat. And the idea of him swinging around this four-bladed skull axe thing's kind of neat. And I could see where maybe that was an event in this Olympic thing that this version was supposed to be made for, something like, you know, kind of like a shot put kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But see, again, to me, that the Discs of Doom would be more that than this, but I mean, sure. I don't know. You're right, though. Like, the face and the head definitely look... It's a definitive callback to that laser light.
Yeah.
With the Skeletor.
The big noggin, kind of.
Yeah, the bigger head. That, again, that more fused skin to the skull, like tissue, like his... Basically, just the front half of his face is burnt off looking. Which, again, he's hideous, which is Skeletor in a nutshell. He's supposed to be kind of hideous and horrifying. So, I gotta admit, if I'd probably seen this thing as a kid, I probably would have crapped my pants, because like, he's hideous and grotesque. And I've said it before, I'll say it again, I love glow-in-the-dark gimmicks, so I probably would have been all about it at the time, though.
Yeah.
But you're right. He's definitely got that more bulky build that the, you know, callback to the vintage. And I got to respect that, because it's like, okay, maybe they heard people complaining about these more slim-bodied versions, so they kind of wanted to bulk them back up. But it's really that oversized head of his that puts me off, and the hair.
Yeah.
The hair is really just weird.
Yeah. I do like him. I know he's ugly and hideous, but for whatever reason, he scratches some itch for me.
Well, that's good. I mean, yeah, everybody's got their own taste.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I'm not going to yuck your yum, that's for sure.
You like using that term, man. That's
Ryan Dole got me hooked on
it. Yeah, yeah. At least you give him credit every time you say it. So.
Absolutely. I'm not trying to say I came up with that.
That's right. That's funny. So with all that, are you guys anticipating any new adventures? Because I'm almost assuming they're going to come out with the Dragon Blaster Skeletor in Origins. And I'm almost assuming, do you think we'll see the laser light this year, since it was teased on the CamelCon card art?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I would love a Origins laser light. And I hope they do the feature and everything, because I know they haven't done features on everything, but
yep.
They did it on Motu Classics. They can do it on Origins, I think.
Are you guys wanting any of the new adventures in Origins?
Yeah, yeah. So they did, like, they did the new adventures animated He-Man look, right?
Yes.
So I'm anticipating maybe they'll do animated Skeletor, although, I don't know, maybe they'll do the revision without the bug eyes.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you prefer? Would you prefer the original New Adventures version, or the Discs of Doom, or the one we just talked about?
I'd be happy with either. I like both of those guys. Discs of Doom is probably got a smaller fan base than the original, so okay. I'd imagine they do like the 89 version.
Yeah, I would think so too, yeah, since it goes with the original one that they just came out with for He-Man. What about you, Oz? Are you looking forward to any other Skeletor versions for Origins?
Well, you know, I know they did the Ricky the Dragon Steamboat for the Masters of the WWE Universe.
Yeah.
And since they put that out, I don't see why we can't have a Dragon Blaster Skeletor in Origins. There's literally no excuse why they can't do it. So I'm hoping we really do get that. With the laser light, I think there's enough demand that they would do it. Now, I don't know whether they would decide to, because again, it was originally a foreign release character, that maybe they might do it as a Mattel Creations exclusive, especially since incorporating electronics to give it the true gimmick would involve more money, mm-hmm. which, I mean, hell, just putting fur on Grizzlor caused them to make that a Mattel Creations exclusive. So I would imagine if we were to get Laser Light Skeletor or Laser Power He-Man, that they might be Mattel Creations exclusives, just because, again, to do the feature, you know, there would be a certain amount of engineering. And, you know, Mattel, I know you're listening to this. Don't skimp on the gimmicks just to give us more modularity. Please, some of these gimmicks are crucial to what the character is. And if you're going to give me a laser light Skeletor, he better freaking light up. LEDs aren't that expensive.
I'm anticipating the laser light. I would like to get one, because, like I said, I don't own the vintage. I'm not going to buy the vintage one because it's expensive.
It's too expensive.
Yeah,
way too expensive.
And I like to have a figure that's complete, and I know I'm going to drive myself nuts trying to get one that's in perfect condition, because that's how I am with the vintage. It has to be perfect condition, and it has to be complete. And I know I'm if I, I can't just go out and just grab one just to have it. But I do want one in Origins, and I almost believe they're going to come out with it since they've been teasing it in the CamelCon art. And then they did show that it like a Eternia box art sketch, and they had the laser guys fighting each other in front. So yeah. I'm pretty sure that's coming out. It's probably this year, I would assume, unless they're going to wait for the Eternia to come out and, you know, push that stuff towards the end of the year or into next year. I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, that would be in the first quarter next year. And honestly, I think that would be a smart release.
Yep.
If they were to put it out the same time as Eternia, and then you're not worried about really flooding more this upcoming year. Because I don't know. I really feel like they flooded us a lot at the end this past year.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Like, a lot of the stuff we got was supposed to be next year. And they were all like, no, no, no. We want to give it to you now. And it was just too much. I wouldn't mind seeing more of the new adventure stuff in the current Origins line. I know with Masterverse, we got New Adventures He-Man Skeletor coming down the pipeline. I think that's really exciting. But as far as the Origins line goes, I liked the one of the main things that I wanted that 40th four-pack for, excuse me, gentlemen, was the New Adventures. I thought it was kind of cool, and it was neat seeing that version of He-Man bulky.
Yeah.
You know, pumped up, seeing him in that vintage style. And it made me think back to if I had seen that He-Man on a shelf back in like 1990 when New Adventures was coming out, if I'd seen that version of him versus the scrawnier swimmers look, I probably would have been more okay with it. I probably would have been on board. Like, yeah, okay, let's do this. So I'd like to see if they were to, you know, since they did bring that in that 40th four pack, I'd like to see a New Adventure Skeletor. And I'd like that first version, you know, even though, again, I really did like my Discs of Doom version. I'd like to see that first version of that Skeletor in an origin style.
Yeah, I think that would be. I do too. And you're, like you said about the four pack, I did get the four pack. And one of the reasons was because of New Adventures He-Man. I liked his look in the Origins version. I mean, we already had the 2000X version of, but they did tease on that box art on, you could see the New Adventures Skeletor on there, and you can also see the Filmation Skeletor. I mean, so who knows, they might come out with a four pack of just Skeletors kind of like that. But we shall see.
I'd buy that before that He-Man one.
Oh yeah. A lot of people would, I think. People love the villains more than the heroes. It's a fact. No matter what, anywhere you go, any IP or whatever, you always go for the villains first, because they're more interesting and cooler looking, I guess you could say.
My only concern, I guess, with these the New Adventures, you know, Skeletor, is I really hope that they don't. Because with Origins, you know, when they do like these styles, like they took the 2000X styles for He-Man and Skeletor, but a lot of the details are brought down. I would love for these Skeletors that I really want them to have the full detail, like all of the mechanical stuff built into their bodies, which means kind of like a full 100% unique tool, which I know they're a little reluctant in the Origins lines to do that. There's a lot of parts.
And like I was saying, they could probably be more of a Mattel Creations thing then, you know, where they can give you a little bit better figure, but it's going to cost you more.
Right. I'm fine with that. Just make it a pre-order, Mattel. Don't make it a have to order in 5 seconds.
Yeah. Like I call it the squeeze and fart, you know,
give us the made to order window over the weekend. I thought that was a great system, and I was a little bummed like they didn't bring that back for like CamoCon. I thought that one, like, why aren't they doing this made to order window kind of thing? I thought that would have been a nice touch of theirs to keep that going with these Mattel Creations. Like, okay, we have this much interest that we know of, so we're going to sell through Friday or whatever this amount is. but we'll do a made-to-order, and we got to fit it in our production schedule, which is somewhere down the line. So, yeah, you go ahead, you order it, and then we'll get it to you in, like, 7-9 months' time, a year's time, whatever. Yep. But we'll get it to you kind of thing. I'd like to see them keep doing that, because that they really, really... You're pleasing your customers, first off, by giving them this extra chance, to get this. Because, like me, I'm working during the day. So when that stuff drops at 9 a.m. Pacific, I'm working. I'm on the phone. I can't stop what I'm doing to order these toys.
Yeah, it's a tough time, you know, that 9 o'clock or wherever it is, wherever you're at, noon. On a Friday, that's, you know, no one's off.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's not an easy time to get on there and order that. And so you would appease a lot of fans by doing it. You're taking power from scalpers and third party sellers who are specifically preying on the FOMO, on the market, that people are going to want this. There are people who will need it. And, you know, because they got to have everything. And they're not going to be able to get it because, again, they're probably working or something. Like, and there are scalpers and stuff out there that literally prey on that, and that's how they make their money.
Of course.
So you take that power away by giving an option over a weekend of made-to-order, because now it's not even the fact of, well, I got to get one for the unsealed collection, you know, or my unopened collection, but... I'd really like to have one to open and play around with too, but you know, I don't want to spend this amount twice. Whereas Mattel's looking at making all of that money and not giving any of it to a third party when they're doing that made to order.
Yeah.
I can order five of them and all that money goes to Mattel.
Yep.
I just don't understand their business sense sometimes with these. Like, I get they got to have a minimum order quantity and stuff like that. Absolutely. I get that. But if you give people the option to get it, they're going to go for it. Space Sumo is the exception to that rule. But that's because they shot themselves in the foot. They've released him mass retail in a 3-pack for a much better value overall. And that 3-pack went on sale the same week they're dropping him on Mattel Creations. That was just dumb.
Yeah, I was scratching my head there.
I couldn't understand it. How long did it take
to sell those out on their creation site?
I don't think he's always sold out.
Not sold out still. No. Oh, gosh, yeah.
Well, I mean, he's not that real. He's one of the weakest looking, I think. I don't know if he's the weakest looking figure for Sunman, because he does have that the head wrap and everything. He's just not that appealing to a lot of people anyway. So
I mean,
he's nothing different besides the card.
Yeah,
compared to it's the exact same thing
that I bought and had in hand the same day I purchased it versus the I ordered it. Now I got to wait a week for it to come in.
It's more for the on card collector, I think, than it is to actually buy it to open them up. Unless you didn't buy the 3-pack and you just wanted Sumo, but I doubt you do, you know, because the Pighead and Sunman on that 3-pack.
Mm. Yeah.
So, I don't know. But I think this is going to be part one of our Skeletors. I think we'll go into part two at a later date. We'll go into 2000X and Classics and Origins. There's a lot of figures we got to cover. There could be a 3-parter for all we know.
I was going to say, we're still looking at least 3 because you got, I mean, if you break down Classics, you got the 4 Horsemen Classics, then you have the continued with Super 7 and what they did. And then you've got Origins and Masterverse and then even the CGI line.
Too. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we could break that up into 2 more episodes at a later date.
Easy.
I'm glad we covered all the vintage stuff in one episode.
Yeah.
I know we skipped over the original Skeletor pretty quickly. We didn't talk to him as in depth. But yeah, he's still the best one.
Yeah, there's not much to that original one as far as what it is. Like, we covered the facts of it. It's a striking figure, the original one. because it's this skull, the color prominence.
Yep.
You know, it's he's pretty frightening. Like, you know, you're holding the Grim Reaper in your hand in a way. You
Yeah.
know, everything about this guy screams death from the moment you grab him. The dark colors, the skull, the hood,
So let me ask you
his
this
havoc
then.
staff with a skull.
Would Skeletor, if he came out like he did in 82, instead of being purple, say they colored him green instead, you think he would be as popular? Say he came out as the Merman colors instead, with the skull. I'm talking about, just him, but just the color difference.
I think Oz is right. Those colors, like it's kind of like the colors of death, as colorful. I mean, you could think of black as the death
Yes.
color, but you know, the sort of like deathly pallor, like tinged blue skin. Green, I think, would make him a little more creaturish and kind of take away some of that
Right.
archetypal, kind of look to him.
Yep.
I think I. You know, whatever, you could mess around with some of the details, but I think the colors have to stay the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just curious because I feel the same way. He fits with the colors he is. I mean, it's striking. I was just curious, like if he came out, that would probably ruin the whole line if he was something different.
It would have.
Yeah.
It definitely would have. Green is a very life-affirming color.
Yep. I mean, it could be
So,
any color. He could be yellow, he could be blue. I mean, he is
right.
blue, but you know what I mean,
But
orange. But
yeah.
the color scheme that they gave him, because yeah, I mean, like the Demo Man kind of concept thing, he was green.
Yeah.
That's why I'm trying to go at, like that way.
Yeah,
If they
like if
kept
he had
like
come
that
out looking
color
like
palette,
him.
yeah.
He's more ogre-ish,
Yeah.
very, very ogre.
Yeah.
And then if you and especially if you can contrast Skeletor with He-Man, He-Man's, very healthy looking. He's,
Yes.
life.
Yep.
The most healthy, vibrant, vital looking dude you could
Right.
imagine is He-Man. And then the
Yep.
exact opposite is this, deathly Skeletor.
Right. Skeletor's colors, he looks cold. You associate cold with death.
Yes, I definitely do. Yep.
And, he just looks icy cold to the touch with the pale blue skin, the purplish armor. Even though his skull itself is yellow, it just looks like an old bone, when
Yep.
Yep.
so
And I like that. I
yeah,
like that. Yeah.
absolutely. Everything about him to me just screams death incarnate. So to call him an evil lord of destruction in the way he looks, it's fitting, it's perfect.
Yep, I
And
agree.
he comes off that way. And like Adam was saying, He-Man himself looks like life incarnate, very bright, vibrant, alive. So that's why Skeletor is definitely like his ultimate anti-thesis,
Yep. All right. So you guys want to plug anything before we call this an episode? I can go around the room with the two of you. Oz, go ahead if you want to go first. You got
Yeah, sure.
a lot.
Well, we got a Toy Frenzy coming up again this upcoming Thursday on Skelevator's channel. By the time this airs, our next episode will be with Cracktastic Plastic, I believe, at that point, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, this will be a
Yeah.
week from tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, that this upcoming Thursday we'll be hanging out with some of the guys from Cracktastic Plastic. Of course, I will have just had my Legions 301 class, which we all know Legion Mythic Legions is a essentially a cousin of Masters of the Universe and all. And as a matter of fact, we'll be going over the skeletons at the time, so basically Skeletor's people. So that'll be a lot of fun. But that'll have just passed, and that'll be on my channel, Ostradamus Toys Live. And as well as I'll be doing another episode that week of whatever I plan on.
Cool.
Yep.
What about you? Have you got anything you're going to be adding to your site or anything?
So if you check out my site, battlerealmblog.com, I recently did a timeline, and I do a lot of timelines. I really want to nail down when did this stuff happen. So
Yeah.
most recent one I did is the earliest newspaper ads for each and every figure in the vintage line.
Awesome.
So that gives you an idea. They probably came out maybe, within a couple of weeks of those dates, and it also gives you the order of when exactly throughout the year each of these figures was landing, which is kind of fun. So check that out.
Cool.
Yeah, right. It was really cool. I enjoyed looking into that myself because that's a part of it I didn't see all of back then.
Yeah.
So it's neat to go back and see that it's preserved and collected somewhere.
Yeah.
It is. It's awesome. It's a great site. I encourage everybody to go check that out. It'll be in the description and in our links as well. You can get to it pretty quickly. I always want to say, since this is our first episode of the new year, Happy New Year to everybody, even though it's going to be a couple weeks after the new year has happened. We look forward to bringing you more of our episodes this year. And I'll just say thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time in about a month. Appreciate it, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Take care, everybody.